Good morning. It's May 6th, and this is your daily brief in world news. Here's everything you need to know. In a significant development in the Middle East, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu stands firm on his rejection of Hamas's ceasefire terms, signaling a continued commitment to achieving Israeli objectives before considering an end to hostilities. This stance comes amid stalled ceasefire talks in Cairo, where both sides are far from reaching an agreement, highlighting the deep divisions and the complex nature of the conflict. The United States is actively pressing Hamas to agree to a ceasefire while simultaneously working to prevent an Israeli ground offensive in Rafah. This diplomatic effort is underscored by Israel's decision to close the Kerem Shalom border crossing, a critical aid route into Gaza, in retaliation for rocket attacks. This move not only escalates the situation, but also complicates the delivery of humanitarian aid. In a controversial move, the Israeli government has unanimously voted to shut down Al Jazeera's operations within the country. This decision, driven by accusations of incitement and biased coverage of the Israel-Hamas war, has sparked international backlash, including criticism from the White House, and raised concerns about press freedom. The ban on Al Jazeera is seen as a concerning step that could jeopardize ongoing ceasefire negotiations and has been denounced by the network as a violation of human rights and a threat to media freedom. The conflict has taken a heavy toll, with ongoing military operations in Gaza, leading to civilian casualties and escalating tensions. The United Nations has warned of a potential full-blown famine in northern Gaza, adding pressure on all parties to find a resolution. Despite international efforts, the latest round of talks in Cairo ended without progress, with Israel closing its main crossing point for aid delivery to Gaza following a Hamas attack. This ongoing conflict underscores the challenges of achieving peace and the urgent need for a ceasefire to prevent further humanitarian crises. In a striking display of solidarity, thousands have taken to the streets of Dresden and Berlin, voicing their outrage over the recent spate of attacks on politicians, highlighted by the brutal assault on SPD member Matthias Ecke. This incident not only left Ecke severely injured, but also ignited a nationwide conversation on the safety of political figures and the health of democracy in Germany. Matthias Ecke's ordeal began while he was engaged in the seemingly mundane task of hanging election posters in Dresden. Attacked by four individuals, with one now in custody, Ecke's injuries were so severe that they necessitated surgical intervention. This violent act has spurred political leaders and citizens alike to stand together in defense of democratic values. Among the prominent voices at the demonstrations was Bundestagsvizepräsidentin Katrin Göring-Eckardt, who, along with over 1,000 participants at Berlin's Brandenburg Gate, called for a united front against violence and extremism. The response from the political sphere has been swift and decisive. Interior Minister Nancy Faeser and Chancellor Olaf Scholz have underscored the need for immediate action against right-wing extremism and bolstered security measures for politicians. In a remarkable demonstration of cross-party unity, over 100 politicians have endorsed the Stresiner Declaration, a commitment to respectful engagement and mutual protection, notably excluding the AfD party. This declaration, named after the Dresden district where Ecke was attacked, represents a collective stand against the rising tide of violence targeting political figures. The government's announcement of a special conference to address these concerns marks a critical step towards ensuring the safety of its politicians and, by extension, the integrity of its democratic institutions. This series of events, from the attack on Ecke to the widespread demonstrations and political mobilization, highlights a pivotal moment in Germany's ongoing struggle to safeguard its democratic principles in the face of escalating violence. In a move that underscores the evolving landscape of international relations, Chinese President Xi Jinping's arrival in Paris marks the beginning of a diplomatic journey aimed at deepening China's connections with key European nations. This visit is not just a routine diplomatic engagement. It's a strategic endeavor to fortify relations with France, Serbia, and Hungary amidst a complex backdrop of global challenges and shifting alliances. President Xi Jinping's agenda is clear: to reaffirm the traditional bonds of friendship and trust between China and these European countries, particularly France. By emphasizing the need to build political mutual trust and strengthen strategic collaboration, Xi seeks to ensure stability in China-EU relations, a crucial factor given the current international dynamics. This visit is a testament to China's commitment to reinforcing its ties with Europe, highlighting the importance of collaboration in addressing global issues such as climate change. The significance of Xi's trip extends beyond bilateral relations, touching on broader themes of multilateralism and the global order. With high expectations for his visits to Serbia and Hungary, the trip is poised to enhance China's influence in Europe. However, it also raises questions about the potential impact on European unity and alignment with U.S. foreign policy goals. The diplomatic tour is closely watched for indications of Europe's stance towards China, amidst concerns about the potential for Xi's actions to sow divisions within the continent. An editorial perspective cautions the European Union to approach its interactions with China with a sense of vigilance. The potential for Xi's diplomatic efforts to create rifts within Europe is a reminder of the delicate balance the EU must maintain as China seeks to strengthen economic ties and assert its role on the global stage. Europe faces the challenge of navigating this partnership while safeguarding its interests and unity. This visit, therefore, is not just about building bridges, but also about understanding the intricate dance of diplomacy in today's interconnected world. In a devastating turn of events, southern Brazil's Rio Grande do Sul state is grappling with severe flooding and mudslides, marking a tragic period for the region. The catastrophe has already claimed at least 78 lives, leaving 105 individuals missing and forcing over 155,000 residents to flee their homes. This crisis has drawn the attention of Brazil's president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, who, along with his cabinet, has arrived to oversee the dire situation described by the state governor as a war scenario. The calamity has left a significant mark on the state, affecting more than two-thirds of its cities, with vital infrastructure such as roads and bridges destroyed, disrupting power and water supplies. The city of Porto Alegre has witnessed record-high water levels, leading to the suspension of all flights at the international airport. Amidst this chaos, volunteers have stepped up, conducting rescue operations using small boats, jet skis, and kayaks to reach those stranded by the floods. The neighboring state of Santa Catarina has not been spared, reporting one fatality and hinting at the broader regional impact of this disaster. Experts have linked the severity of these floods and mudslides to human-caused climate change, describing the event as absolutely unprecedented and the worst in the history of the state. With more rain forecasted, the urgency for Brazil to confront and adapt to the realities of climate change has never been more apparent. Amidst this tragedy, Pope Francis has offered prayers for the victims, underscoring the international concern for the people affected by this disaster. In a tragic escalation of conflict, the Israeli military has shuttered the Kerem Shalom border crossing into Gaza following a devastating Hamas rocket attack. This attack not only claimed the lives of three Israeli soldiers and left 11 wounded, but also struck a vital lifeline for humanitarian aid into the Gaza Strip, intensifying an already severe humanitarian crisis. The closure of the Kerem Shalom crossing marks a critical juncture in the ongoing conflict, as this route is essential for the delivery of aid to Gaza's residents. The attack has further complicated ceasefire negotiations, with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu labeling Hamas's demands as extreme, thus dampening hopes for an imminent resolution. Amidst these tensions, the international community, including UN agencies, has voiced grave concerns. There are calls for an independent investigation into the attack and urgent warnings of a potential full-blown famine in northern Gaza due to the continuous blockade of humanitarian aid. In retaliation, Israel has launched an airstrike in Rafah and announced plans for ground operations in southern Gaza to counter Hamas forces. This response underscores the heightened state of conflict between Israel and Hamas, which has already resulted in extensive casualties. Gaza's health ministry reports thousands of Palestinians have been killed or wounded in the assault by Israeli forces. The incident at the Kerem Shalom crossing is a stark reminder of the conflict's capacity to escalate and its dire consequences for both sides involved. This has been your daily brief in world news. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.